Okay, I didn't know how things were going to go because it got a little shaky there at the end, but they pulled through. So now we have him on the line again. Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan, how are you doing?
Oh, man, we're one win away. Holy cripes. I can barely contain myself. I had to eat some Tums this morning. I was so excited.
Did you get nervous during that game? I'm guessing like everybody else was.
You always got nerves because the stakes are so high on these kinds of games, you know. The stakes are real high. But, I had faith in DePac. I knew Rodgers has been managing games quite well this year. So I was feeling pretty good.
He doesn't lose the faith. I like that.
And my seven-year-old son surprised me last week. Bryce said in Bryce's sports break, "Hey, Mom, I'm going to Green Bay. I'm going to be the good luck charm." I was like, "You are?"
Holy Christ.
And, sure enough, the ticket prices dropped drastically because of the blizzard that we got.
Quote.
Sure. Yeah.
Blizzard.
I know.
I've had a thicker blizzard at Dairy Queen. You know? Huh?
Yeah, I'd say.
Marty, do you remember your first ever Packer game experience at Lambeau Field? How old were you and stuff?
I do. My first experience was a trick. It was a little bit of a trick. My dad told me we were going sledding on a day, and got everything set up in the car and all of that stuff, made me bundle up and whatnot. And then rather than taking me sledding, he brought us over to Lambeau. And, watched Green Bay Packers versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they were still in the creamsicle jerseys,
the good
old days. That's right.
The
game ended on a Reggie White sack for the win.
Wow.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. That's a big game to go to. And also, I mean, that's smart of your dad because you need the same gear to go sledding, minus the sled, to go to a Packer game.
Yeah, crafty guy. It didn't help me out in my teenage years, but I'm telling you, he definitely helped me out in my younger one.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
So do you do anything special to prepare, like have any superstitions, anything like that for a game? Like yesterday, I realized I hadn't changed my shirt all day. I woke up in the same shirt, a Taylor Swift shirt, of course. And during the game, I went, I kind of want to change shirts. But I went, no, I can't do that.
Bad juju.
Yes. Uh-huh. I've been wearing the same shirt. Is there anything
that you
have to make sure the Packers win? Because we know that's how they really win.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I do the whole get up. So I go head to toe Wisconsin. I wear the Giannis sneakers. I got Packer socks, Badger boxers, Buck scarves. You know, the whole thing.
Okay, wow. So you really decked out.
I think there is something to us wearing the clothing though, because the other week when the Packers were looking horrible, when Aaron Rodgers was throwing all those bad throws, my husband said, "Everybody, get in full Packer gear," and then it turned it around.
Huh.
Yeah. There's something
to it. I think Rodgers was playing lame duck that week. He was just psyching everybody out. You know?
Okay. Yeah. You don't want to show all your cards. You know. You got to kind of shark them.
That's right.
I like that.
We saw a little bit of the old Aaron last night. That's for sure.
So now, I'm nervous. Are you nervous about these kale eaters in San Francisco that they have to play?
Oh, boy. You know, well, I mean, Rodgers gets to go home, so silver lining there. You know, he's playing in the Bay. Based off that first game, what can you say? 8-37, that's not a favorable result in the least. So, you know, cautious optimism. I think we've been playing good lately. We've been a hot team, but... You know, going into San Fran, that's going to be tough.
Are you going to have any special drinks or any special foods, any sausages, stuffed in any sausages to make sure the Packers have the right juju?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do a three-course Bloody Mary meal, you know. So we'll do a breakfast Bloody Mary with, like, a breakfast sandwich on it. And the medium one will have, like, a pizza. And then you do a little secret I picked up. I'll fill you guys in. Dessert Bloody Mary. Throw some barbecue sauce in that sundae. Yeah.
A little spicy. Okay.
Yeah. You know, all jokes aside, check it out one time. Give it a little kick.
You know, that might be pretty good if the Packers end up playing against Kansas City. You know, take that barbecue sauce down.
Oh, boy. Battle of the quarterbacks, the State Farm Bowl, rematch of Super Bowl I. Holy crap. the promotion that's going to go into that game if those are the teams that make it.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
we got to all wear all of our Packer gear, head to toe, lots of layers, and we'll get it done.
Yeah, yeah. So we're feeling good, and hopefully we're talking to you to end the season. Or, to get ready, not end the season, to get ready for the Super Bowl next week. Hopefully everything goes good this week. So thank you so much. I feel better. I was nervous before this, but now I feel better. We can keep the faith alive.
Yeah, I think we got it going. I think if we start out good, we'll finish well.
All righty.
Thank you, Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan.
Get back to nursing that hangover, buddy.
Bye.
Okay, you take care.
Bye.